A popular Outcast production.
Hello and welcome to episode 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the Sound of Life podcast. I am Old School Mike. With me is my beautiful daughter. Introduce yourself, kid.
And I'm Drea. And I'm 4'8".
Okay, no longer 12. No longer 12-year-old Drea. She is 4'8", Drea. And Hope is working late this evening, so we are starting the show with a special guest to replace her. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Caden.
And who are you? Tell them. I know who you are.
I just said.
Caden is my son. Caden is Dre's brother. Caden is how old?
I'm 8.
8 years old. Yes, indeed.
And I'm as tall as my sister when she's 10.
That is important stuff as an 8-year-old. Anyway, so we're gonna get this thing started tonight with some kid music. What? Who wants to go first, Dre or Caden? Which one? We solved that dispute, and Caden is going to pick first. And why don't you, do you want me to tell them what song, or do you want to tell them what song? Mm-hmm. Me? It's a special version of Harry Belafonte's Banana Boat song. It's Harry Belafonte and the Muppets from The Muppet Show doing the Banana Boat song, or Deo. Where do you know the song from, Caden?
Our school.
And why do you know it?
Because we performed it in front of our parents.
It was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So you like this one? And is this the version that you practiced to? Was the Muppets singing it too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to it and see what we think.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Harry Belafonte.
Daylight come and we won't go home. Hey. We said them, we said them, we said them, we said them, we said they. Daylight come and we won't go home.
That was beautiful.
Thank you very much, but I'm not finished with the song yet.
Oh, yeah, but boy, that was terrific. I bet you must have sang that song a bunch of times on TV, huh?
No, as a matter of fact, this is the very first time.
This here on the Muppet Show is the very first time you sang this?
The very first time. That's why it's very special to me.
You bet it is, and to us, too. Okay, I tell you what, we're going to do it up really perfect. Hey, pigs, come on in. This is your pig chorus. Okay, and I'll take care of everything else. Don't worry, this is going to be great.
Are you sure?
Trust me.
Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we wanna go home.
Come,
excuse me, I'm sorry, excuse me. What is a tallyman?
What is what?
A tallyman, you're saying tallyman, what's that?
Well, he's the boss. The tallyman is the guy who counts the bananas as they go into the hold of the ship. And without him, there's just no work. He's a very important man.
Ah, could I be a tallyman?
Sure.
Oh, yeah? Oh, terrific. Okay, here we am, the tallyman or the tally bear. Ah, okay. We got the tally bear, and now we got the boat, the chorus with the pigs and the parrot. Okay, keep singing. This is going to be great.
Are you sure we have everything?
Sure.
How about the bananas?
The what?
Bananas. Bananas. The banana boat song.
Good thinking. Got just a man. Borah, guys.
Yes.
Come here. You got a job. Get bananas for this song.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. This is just going to be great.
He's going to get the bananas?
He's going to get the bananas and the song's going to be wonderful now.
Are you sure?
Trust me.
That's what you said the last time.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
We like come and we want to go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tell me banana.
Get bananas.
Come and we wanna go home.
Lift six and seven and eight and punch.
Daylight, come and we wanna go home.
Six and seven and eight and punch.
I don't even know what those are. The bananas. They're yellow. Go get the bananas. Keep saying.
Pizza day, oh.
Daylight come and we wanna go home.
Day. Pizza day, oh.
Daylight come and we wanna go home.
Look, don't worry about the tarantula. Don't worry about the pineapples and the onions. Look, this is the first time I'm doing this song on television. I really would like to get it right. I mean, I'd like it to look good for all the people. I mean, come on, I mean,
yeah.
Won't you help me out? Just let's pull together, okay?
Okay, okay. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Everybody ready, okay?
Okay.
Just watch me, okay? It'll work.
You really think it'll work?
Trust me.
I live six and seven and eight and punch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Six and seven and eight and punch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day-o,
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 day-o.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Can we do it all together?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
All
right. We said that. We
like come and be one go.
That banana boat's a wonderful number.
Yeah, and look what they did to it. I have a good mind to go home.
You had a good mind, you wouldn't be here in the first place.
So that is a pretty funny version of that song, Caden. That's a good one. You guys did that. You guys did that up at your school and everything, like we said. I very much like the Beetlejuice version of that song.
You know, the video. I love Beetlejuice.
Yeah, so that's pretty neat. I enjoyed that, Caden. Thank you for helping us out today. So, Drea, what do you got in addition to or in rebuttal to your brothers, to your little brother's awesome musical pick? Oh, starting the show off hardcore. What are you going to do? What?
Okay, well, they have... there's a group called Carmen that does this thing called Carmen Covers and then releases it out to iTunes and stuff like that. But they did the Banana Boat song, but they mixed it up with...
Lil Wayne does a song called Six Foot, Seven Foot, which uses samples from the Harry Belafonte song. and they are covering his song. So they don't really mix it up or anything. They just kind of, well, you know, they do it. They do their version of his song. So let's listen to that. Yeah, originally it's 6 foot, 7 foot. It's Lil Wayne and Corey Guns. But let's listen to Carmen do it.
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and me won't go home. There, me say day, me say day, me say day. Oh, daylight come and me won't go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Excuse my charisma, vodka with the spritzer, swagger down pat, call me out Patricia, Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't wanna start wheezy, cause the F is for finisher. So misunderstood, but what's a word without enigma? Two chickas at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the man twisted, cause he open when you twist him. Never met the guy, but I treat him like I missed him. Life is the witch, and death is a sister. Sleep is the cousin, what an awkward family picture. You know Father Time, and we all know Mother Nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, forget segregation. Screw that, pull my money up. You jiggers just honey nut. Young money running this, and you jiggers just run the ups. I don't feel like I'm enough, so I'ma keep on doing this stuff. The tunchi on your tuna fish. Yeah.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Okay.
6 foot, 7 foot.
I'm going back in. Okay, yo, stop playing. I do it like a king do. If these jiggers animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Telling people that they put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it. And my glasses on. But most of y'all don't see the picture, less the flash is on. Satisfied with nothing. You don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Paper chase and tell that paper look, I'm right behind ya. Yo, real G's moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline, crazy sorta kinda. Man of my dreams, I don't sleep, already found ya. You jiggers a gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Yeah, with the swag you would kill for. Money too strong, pockets on bodybuilder. Jumped in the wishing well, now wish me well. Tell him kiss my butt, call it kiss and tell. Yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean. Don't wanna see what that drama mean. Get some drama mean, llama scream. Hotter than sun of summer, I got a queen. Now all I want is hits, yo, Wayne signed a fiend. I played the side for you jiggers that's trying to front and see. Son of guns, son of Sam, you jiggers the son of me. Pause for this dumbest speech, I glow like Buddha. Disturb me, and you'll be all over the floor like Luda. Yo, I flow like scuba, yo, I'm bored like Cuba. And I keep it killer though, I'ma blow right through ya. I've been macking by my stocking, now I pack like a mover. Shout to Ratchet for backing out on behalf of my shooter. Jiggers think they higher than I, come laugh at your ruler. Cash money cold, yo, but actions is cooler. Wayne, these jiggers out they mind, and fold these stupid jiggers so many times. To get them bucks to be on my mind, suck these, I tuck these on my mind. Pause, two of them on my mind, gonna get a little love, you bit by five. In the middle, hold my peace on my side, cause ain't no peace on my side. Oh, I'm a girl I visit, bathroom lines abroad. Tune told me to, I'm shooting when the funeral outside. I'm up, down, thoroughbred, a GX jigger, you know, gonna, yeah. Daylight come and me one go home. Daylight come and me one go home.
So cool deal, guys. So that's Carmen. Well, so Caden, what do you think about the Carmen version of Lil Wayne's 6 foot, 7 foot song?
Good.
What do you like it? Do you like it?
Yeah. Oh. I like the song because it's cool.
Yeah. You think the girl's pretty?
No.
No? Girls aren't pretty. Girls are yucky. Ew. Ew, girls.
I'm really pretty. I don't know what you guys
think. My dad's weird.
Anyway, well, cool. Well, Dre, what do you like about that song?
The beat.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, I really do like how the background music is the Banana Boat song and how she starts it off that, but then she goes into, like, this whole entire rap thing, and I like how she changes up the words a lot instead of making them like cuss words. Like, well, she'll change.
She kind of has to too, because she can't really, you know.
I know. No, not just that.
She's a white girl. She can't really use the N-word and still get popular on YouTube. Well, she's not Krayshawn, Drea. Anyway, I'm gonna play out a song real quick to end this. I know you two both know this song, Caden. This one's for you, buddy. I know that you really like this.
Okay, my dad's next song is a song by Kirby Crackle called In Another Castle, and it's about Mario.
What do you like about the song? Because it's Mario, and it's about lady love, like Princess Peach?
No, because I like it because it's about Mario.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll listen to
that. Mario's cool.
Cool. Mario is cool. Do you like Mario better or Luigi?
Mario.
Luigi.
One, two,
He's
three,
green.
Four. I've been riding flagpoles to make you mine. I've been collecting coins since the birth of time. You've always been my main attraction. Sweet Peach, you're my satisfaction. And underwater chasing squid into the great below. Stopped every single Cooper so that you know. I hope that you still have that pink dress. My one and only little blonde-haired princess. But what the hell is this? You're in another castle, it would seem. I'm getting sick of this. The truth, are you avoiding me? So please a touch, a sign to show me that you're mine. My heart breaks more when I find out every time. A mushroom head tells me that you're nowhere to be seen. I wonder if you think that my clothes are strange, or wearing overalls every single day. The dirty biz my job entails, saving you wearing raccoon tails. Now when I'm spending time with my younger bro, he always asks me why and I never know. I put my life in danger for you, probably comes one day I hope to. Hey, what the hell is this? You're in another castle, it would seem. I'm getting sick of this. The truth, are you avoiding me? So please a touch, a sign to show me that you're mine. My heart breaks more when I find out every time. A mushroom head tells me that you know where to be seen. What the hell is this? You're in another castle, it would seem. I'm getting sick of this. The truth, are you avoiding me? So please a touch, a sign to show me that you're mine. My heart breaks more when I find out every time. A mushroom head tells me that you're nowhere to be seen. I apologize if I seem stressed out. It's just I can't imagine my life without you in it, and my heart is yearning. So baby, you can bet I'll keep on searching.
So what do you guys think of the video for that? I don't know if you have you ever seen it?
No.
No.
What do you think about it?
I think it's really cool and that it looks good.
I personally think that our friends from Pog would really like that song. If Mike and Bill have not heard it before, I'm sure they will be liking it. Pog is Popular Outcast Gaming. They're a video game show on the network with us.
I just really like that song. Like, I don't know. It's just a good song, especially because it has ukulele in it, and I love ukulele.
Anyway, we're about wrapping up with you guys for this evening because it is close to bedtime, and Hope should be here pretty soon. Phone. Can you come here and say goodbye to everybody, please? Say
bye.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
See you next time. Arrivederci.
I might see you next time.
All right. And you too, Andre.
Adios, amigos.
All right, guys. So Hope has arrived and the children have left. So now it's the grown-up party. What?
Whoa.
Anyway, so Hope, what's been going on? How's life post graduation of high school?
Well, it kind of feels the same. All I'm doing now is just working, and it's still hot outside.
Yeah.
So
that is grown up life in Florida. Hot Yay. Outside and working. Yes, indeed. So anyway, well, we might as well jump right into our musical selections for today. What do you got? I'll let you go first.
Okay, mine is what I like to call if the Beatles and the Beastie Boys were to get together and have a kid, it would be the Dirty Heads.
Wow, that is a pretty good sales pitch right there, because I love some Beatles and I love some Beastie Boys. That's Beastie Boys, that's my other podcast, Three the Hard Way. That is, it is named after a Beastie Boys reference because they got a song called Three the Hard Way. But so that's cool, and I don't know these guys from anything. The Dirty Heads, huh?
Yes, the song is called Stand Tall.
Say what you say, I just sail away. She can't stand me, but I miss her face. I feel like drowning, but the tide's too low. For the undertow, so I stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now. We can break it down, we can break it. Stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now.
Like it. It is, you know, it's kind of surf rock. It's kind of like a little reggae vibe, yeah, to it. I don't necessarily know from that song if I get the Beatles meet the Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah,
Boys
not
vibe.
From that song. Okay. It would be like a different.
Yeah.
Different All right, songs.
Cool, cool. Yeah. Cause that's just one of my favorites. I was waiting for some like white kid rap to come in or something.
Yeah, it's on that's the other songs.
Yeah, you know, I imagine this band kind of a. You know, maybe they listen to Sublime or something, or Long Beach Dub All Stars, or which is the group of Sublime after Bradley Nowell died. I don't know. I like Sublime. Sublime's one of those really polarizing groups. Either you like them or you hate them.
I like them.
A lot of people hate them. I like them. I don't know. My wife likes it. She commented the other day. She was like, "The only music you have on your iPod that I like is Sublime." And I was like, "Really? I got an awful lot of stuff on there. That's it?" Where'd you learn about these guys, or what is what's the draw to it for you?
I learned from them from the famous Tube of You.
YouTubers.
Yeah, I was just I was browsing a bunch of different music, and then it said something like the Dirty Heads, and they had like this cool little icon picture, and I was like, ooh, look at that one. So I clicked it, and I was like, rock on.
All right, cool, cool. Well, and now I learned about it from you, and you learned about it from the YouTube, and now anyone else that doesn't know about it can learn of it from us. So awesome. That is very cool.
The teaching cycle.
Word. Cool. Well, that will lead us into my pick for this evening.
I'm excited.
And then we'll get into some, you know, some of the listener section of the show. I think I am going to go with a, I don't know, not to bring up Three the Hard Way again, but if any of our listeners have ever listened to Three the Hard Way, they will have heard me talk about two groups and or people numerous times, one of which is MC Chris, which I'm not going to get into tonight, but I'm sure we will. The other is the rap group, classic, seminal rap group, staple of hip-hop. There would not be awesome music like there is today without this group, and that is De La Soul. Love them. They're so rad. Do you know De La Soul at all?
No.
You don't know De La Soul?
I feel like I don't know music.
You might know De La Soul. You might just not know who they were. They do a song called Me, Myself, and I. It's like, do, me, myself, and I. Whoa. Yeah, I don't know. It's a really old song. I don't know. Personally, I think my favorite album of theirs is an album called Balloon Mind State. Came out in like 1993. I am going to pick... Actually, I'm going to pick a song. I'm going to do I Am I Be. One of these days, the intro to this song, I am going to recreate as an intro for our podcast. And I don't know, I'll talk to you about that later. Hope everybody else can just be surprised when it happens. Anyway, here is De La Soul's I Am I Be. And I have listened to this song since it came out in 93, so like 20 years. I've listened to it. And I own a carpet cleaning company. For all of you that don't know, Old School Mike is a carpet cleaning owning company where I do everything myself. There is a line in this song about being a carpet cleaner, and if Pasta Noose was, he would have the cleanest carpets ever. And I'm sitting in my remedial math class the other night listening to music, because you know that's what you do when you don't know math, you listen to music. And I heard that line and I was like, what did it just say? I've never heard that after listening to it 20,000 times over 20 years. And it just dumbfounded me. And so anyway, here it is. I Am I Be by De La Soul.
When now I am Shorty, I be 4'11".
I am, I be, I am, I am.
Are am you safe short. Now?
I am Patrick.
Don't do that
I
again.
Be the biggest
I am Shorty,
in the world.
I be 4'11".
I am Jack, and I am
I am short.
I am Shorty.
I am Shorty, I be 4'11".
I feel like my
shoulder.
I am Chip.
I am again, and I be traffic.
I am short. I be 4'11".
I am cute. I be friction.
I am Tasha. I be
short.
I definitely
be 4'11".
I be fine.
One more time.
I am short.
I be
4'11".
I am short.
I be busy.
I be happy.
I am Pasta Noose. I be the new generation of slaves here to make papes to buy record exec rates. The pile of revenue I create, but I guess I don't get a cut cause my rent's some on flake. Product of a North Carolina cat who scratched the back of a pretty woman named Hattie, who departed life just a little too soon and didn't see me grab the plug tune fame as we go a little something like this. Look ma, no protection, now I got a daughter named Ayanna Monet. And I could play the cowboy to rustle in the dough, so the scenery is healthy where her eyes lay. I am an early bird, but the feathers are black, so the apples that I catch are usually all worms. But it's a must to decipher one's queen from a worm who plays groupie and spread around the bad germ. I cherish the twilight. I maximize my soul is the right size. I watch for the power to run out on the moon.
And that'll be sometime soon.
In the fist of kids speaking that they're black when they just niggas trying to be Greek, or some tongues who lied and said we'll be natives to the end. Nowadays we don't even speak. I guess we got our own life to live, or is it because we want our own kingdom to rule? Every now and then I step to the now, for now I see back then I might have acted like fool. Now I won't apologize for it. This is not a bunch of Brady's, but a bunch of black man's pride. Yet I can safely say I've never played a sister by touching where her private parts reside. I've always walked the right side of the road. If I wasn't making song, I wouldn't be a thug selling drugs. But a man with a plan. And if I was a rug cleaner, bet your pasta have the cleanest drugs I am.
The plug tube ran with the flavor in the flute. Watch the sniffing, so a sack of shows in demand. I read the diction from the second page. I got the 1-2 gauge baritone to the ism fan. Trees fall so I can play ground with my ink. So let me lead you to my M's go. I push the infinite and carry it. My carry is a 3/1, so my plugins already know. Lick shots with my woo, catch the booth from a ghost in the heckling crowd. If I give a foot, Jack Bill caught a spill when a spill came from my mouth. I put a head down south. I don't check for the noose in the neck, so I never tell my M's that finesse is knocking at my door. I choose to run from the rays of the burning sun and dodge a needle washing up upon a sandy shore. I bring the element H with the 2, so you owe me what's coming when I'm raining on your new parade. It's just mind over matter, and what matters is that the mind isn't guided by the pun of shade. I keep the walking on the right side, but I won't judge the next who handles all walking on the wrong, cause that's how he wants to be. No difference, see, I wanna be like the name of this song I am.
The noose. I be the new generation of slaves here to make papes to buy record exec rakes. The pile of revenue I create, but I guess I don't get a cut cause my rents are my flake. The deeds of a natural are seeds that are no longer planted, so the famine in the mind is strong. Tactics of another plane is now proven sane. Sane enough to let you know from within this song. I stabilize many cable-eyed viewers so my occupation's known, but not why I occupy. And that is to bring the peace, not in the flower, but the assalamu alaikum in the third I am.
I am Dres.
I am Dres.
I am Jamie.
I am.
I feel strong.
I am Kim, and I be chilling the hell out.
I am Bob, and I be really, really tired of doing this, you guys.
Alright, so that is I Am I Be by De La Soul. De La is pretty awesome. And while that was playing, Hope, you were saying that, God, he sounds so familiar. And I was like, well, De La Soul is awesome and they've been around forever, so you obviously know them and you don't know where. But then you remembered where it was you heard it. Where was that?
In the band The Gorillaz.
Yes, yes, he is the rapper on that Feel Good Inc. song that won a Grammy. De La Soul has never won a Grammy. But when he got together with Damon Albarn from Blur, they won a Grammy together. So, you know, hey, what do you know?
Feel good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I Am I Be. What do you think about the song or De La Soul from what you heard? And now that you know that they're also part of Gorillaz, you have a little more reference as to, you know, at least what it sounds like, Pasta News anyway.
I'm going to have to re-listen to that song because there are parts that I was listening where I would, like, because, you know, with... You gotta hear a song over again in order to understand it.
Well, and that is something that's pretty neat. We do not tell each other what these songs are prior to sticking a microphone in our face. So a lot of stuff, it is the very first time we have ever heard it, especially on the listener submissions when people send us stuff. It's like, I don't know what that is. And I don't know, I think that works for us because it's been doing pretty good so far. But yeah, listen to it again. Maybe I'll make you a playlist of all kinds of De La Soul music.
Go ahead.
Bring it up for a whole new
just make me a CD.
Generation of De La followers.
Just make me a CD.
But so I guess what we'll do now, we will jump into our listener interactive part of the show. Because once again, we have a voicemail. And, well, here goes that.
Hey, this is Chris of Delusional Wellness Podcast, and I just figured I'd call this week instead of tweeting at you guys because it gets kind of old fast, and Yeah, it's just a different form of interaction. Congratulations to Hope on graduating high school. Pretty great feeling. Really, really enjoyed episode 5. And I have a list of suggestions that I'm coming up with that I'm just going to scratch one song off every week. If you don't play it, that's fine. I'm not trying to be selfish and take over your show. Just suggestions. My very first suggestion for you guys to play is Neverland by the Bad Rabbits. They are a post-funk band, and they're pretty phenomenal. The song is super-duper catchy. Right, well, thank you for making such an awesome podcast. Have a great day or night, whenever you listen to this. Hope whatever follows is fantastic. Goodbye.
Thank you, Chris. You're so sweet. You're such a delight.
Yeah, Chris Rao, very very supportive member of the Poppin' team. He does a show called Delusional Loners. It comes out the day after our show. It comes out on Thursdays. If you have time in your life, go check them out. Their show's really fun. He's one half of a duo. The other guy's name is Andrew. And so Chris and Andrew do their show. Chris, as I said, has been a super, super supportive member of our listening community. He always has something for us to say, to check out. And he's an all-around really nice dude. I probably talk to him on a pretty regular basis, like daily now. Not necessarily talk to, but we text back and forth, and we play Twitter tag and, Facebook interactions and all that kind of stuff. So that was a very nice gesture on his part also to congratulate you on your graduating. And for all of you that heard, Hope was like, "Oh," because, you can never get enough. You can never get enough attaboys for when you finish school. And it is a pretty awesome thing. So Chris suggested that we listen to the song, so let's just jump right into it.
Call it Teen Style.
That
is Chris.
Yeah, man, that is crazy, crazy catchy song. I get the post-funk thing.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of, you know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, some old Morris Day and the Time or some Prince almost a little bit in there. Dude's voice is pretty sick, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think I might have a new band that I'm going to listen to quite a lot.
I have a new song.
Yeah, that is good stuff, man. And I'll never grow up, but I'll overachieve. Definitely.
Live out my dreams.
Yes, indeed.
Shut up.
That is pretty cool stuff, man. And the video, if you guys check out the video, it is like low budge Muppets. And it is like awesome. Sock puppets, and they got awesome little sneakers, like from little stick legs doing dance moves and stuff. It was just a lot of fun. Chris, thank you again, dude.
Yes.
I can't say it enough, and I know Hope you've said it a couple times too, but that is awesome, dude. Keep them coming, man, because you have truly helped this show to become what it is. Yeah. And I think we finally kind of found ourselves and what this show was to be. That was a lot of fun and a lot of enjoyment. And now we're going to get into a little more serious stuff. A listener submission from my good friend Andrew, Creasy Bear, and Creasy Bear XX or something like that on the Xbox and
on
all
Xbox.
That kind of stuff. That's his name. It's a reference to that one Denzel Washington movie, Man on Fire.
Ooh,
that's
what that it, movie.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
About to
So yeah, he loves nice. That movie too. So
ooh,
it is a song by Nas, Nas, rapper out of Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
This is a song called "Drunk by Myself," and Andrew went through a pretty messy divorce a couple years ago. He's remarried now; everything's awesome.
Is this Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew.
Oh,
Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
My good buddy Andrew.
Miss you.
He's one of my best friends on the planet, and. You know, he told me, he's like, dude, you need to check out the song. It's really good. And, you know, I listened to it a lot at the point when I was going through my divorce. And, you know, I think when you listen to the song, you can kind of see where my head was at. And I was like, oh, okay. This is on a thing called the Lost Tape. Anyway, here's "Drunk by Myself" by Nas.
Where am I going? Where am I? Where the hell am I? Yo, chill. Yo, my wife's tired of fucking me. Life tries ducking me. Luckily, I find him just at the right time. Mac in my right arm. Tequila bottle in my left arm. Like Chris John, watching my life go. Can't do myself in. Wolves in the night, yo. Hell's men. Two revolvers, I can make 12 spin. Hopping my Benz, push it to the limit. Buck 60. Who with me? My Chris too well. Twisted blunts and inner conscious. Telling me that I ain't shit. No matter how much cash I sit with. Still gotta ask the Lord for forgiveness. My precious baby girl came like 40 nights of rain to replenish my adolescent brain. Blessed be her name. Before her birth, I was insane. So I tried to cool the pressure down, delay the pain. I ate from these poisonous, fucked up streets. Tasted larceny, it was sweet. I starved for more to eat. Though I took, that was to live. Hope God to forgive. As hard as it is, the more I gain, the harder it is to maintain. Bitches playing games, niggas snitching. I ain't saying names, but y'all niggas better watch how y'all sling. Lost so many close niggas, drunk, almost crashed. I'm going too fast. Highway patroller just flashed. Lights in my rear view. If they stop me, I hope they lock me. Instead, they speed ahead. Yo, nigga, watch me. I'm drunk by myself, gun under my seat. I don't want none of my peeps caught up in none of my beef. I'ma ride to the end of the road if I have to. Praying no car speed by for me to crash to. Steering wheel in my hand, trying to hold it steady. Anything in my way is dead. If that's the way I feel, I am already. When I'm drunk by myself, alone in the zone, drunk by myself. Heard niggas hate me, but I hated too once. Been in the shoes of a wolf in the night when he hunts. For every shell niggas bust, we bust at ourselves. Can't tell these niggas nothing though. Bullets wake them up well, take them to hell. Stick up niggas once ran up on me. My decadent lifestyle attracted sharks on me. I ain't your mark, homie. It's hard to look straight, my foot on the brakes. Spilling my bottle, not even sugar. The jigs could only look both ways. Put out the haze, blurry vision. Think about the time of my life before I was on television. Hella women, jealous niggas up in my vision. Since we all hood niggas, expect kilos. But
what they not seeing is police inspect Rico. Only if I could take care of everybody. Intoxicated, windows up, blasting AC, going wherever instinct takes me. I hate it when I'm like this, the bottle's my accomplice. I'm by myself, gun under my seat. I don't want none of my peeps caught up in none of my beef. I'ma ride to the end of the road if I have to. Praying no car speeds by for me to crash to. Steering wheel in my hand, I try to hold it steady. Anything in my way is dead, cause that's the way I feel I am already. When I'm drunk by myself, alone in the zone, drunk by myself. The reason that I wanna be alone, tired of all the things that went wrong, that would've went right if I would've did it on my own. Take another swig, the more I drink, the more I think bad thoughts. Fake friends who hung around, who wanna bring you down, not knowing who to trust. Rumors about niggas coming through, supposedly to shoot at us, not knowing what was true or what to believe. That's why I'm on the low lately, choosing a Henny bottle over a friend. Driving again to keep my mind off that weak shit. There's love through it all, things to live for. I swerve on, almost crashed to a wall. Think about the good, find myself laughing. Turn the cell off, no way to be reached. Know I'm near my crib, trying to see my way through the streets. Reminded of the positive, I take my drunk ass home. Start feeling out of it, can't wait to get out of this whip. Bring my ass to the crib. Tired. When I'm drunk by myself, gun under the seat. I don't want none of my peeps caught up in none of my beef. I'ma ride to the end of the road if I have to. Praying no car speeds by for me to crash to. Steering wheel in my hand, trying to hold it steady. Anything in my way is dead. That's the way I feel I am already. When I'm drunk by myself, all alone in the zone. Drunk by myself.
Listening to that, you can totally tell where, you know, I mean, where his headspace was. You know, he's like, I already feel dead. I'm drinking by myself in a car. I'm doing 160 miles an hour. And if anything gets in my way, I'm just going to hit it because I'm dead already. You know, obviously hard time in life. But I know dude absolutely loves that song because it, I don't know, maybe in a way it helped him get through his stuff. Like, you know, internally you struggle and you hear something that, you know, I mean, doesn't necessarily fit his life with the whole, you know, gangster gunplay type version. But, you know, when you're feeling a certain way, you know, it's like we've said, music can make you happy, it can make you sad, it can, you know, I mean, just listen to that while you're driving around in your car. You could probably be like, yeah, I do just want to end it all. I want to, you know, the cops. There's a line in the beginning, towards the beginning of the song, where he's like, oh, here's the cops. I hope they come get me. And, yeah. You know, but no, because not even the cops are going to help me get out of this shit because they just sped off to go after someone else. I don't know. It's interesting. I know rap in particular is not for everyone. And especially Nas, like that song in particular is not, you know, it's not super diehard hard. It's not gun-toting necessarily, but it's probably not everyone's cup of tea, but I like it. I like Nas as a rapper himself. So, but well, I guess that's gonna pretty much do it for us for, episode 6 here. So for Sound of Life podcast, I am Old School Mike.
And I hope, and I want to say thank you for everybody that's listening and liking our stuff on Facebook and Twitter and downloading everything. You guys are the best, and we could not be more thankful for
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, I agree.
Joe, you guys are like the water to our flowers.
There you go. And on that note, we will say goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you next time, guys. Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, and if you do, rate and review.
On Twitter at SOL Podcast. Tweet, tweet.
Or you can check us out. We're on Facebook called The Sound of Life.
Or you can always find us at popularoutcast.com. Look for The Sound of Life, little thing, and click it. Or you can reach out and touch us at soundoflifepodcast@gmail.com. Or better yet, you can leave us a voicemail at 1-612-56-SOUND. So that's our spiel. Thanks, guys.